Looking for the perfect birthday or anniversary gift or a special date night? Well, then you need Zodart, Seattle's only exotic car rental company. Visit Zodart.com to book an exotic special car for that very special day.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
How do you define what a romantic kiss is? Is it 30% tongue? 50% tongue? 120% tongue?
It's like no lip at all.
For me, I define a romantic kiss all based on where the thumb goes. But I'm different than others. And Andrea, who is on the phone today, says that her meeting with a guy ended with a romantic kiss. So why is he not calling her back? I don't know. We're about to find out. Andrea, what's up? How are you?
Good. How are you all?
Good. Oh, how do you define a romantic kiss, Andrea?
I think like 50% tongue. Like a nice medium, start nice and gentle, and you know, work its way up.
Did he like cradle your head with both of his hands and gaze deeply into your eyes?
Oh, yeah. A little bit of hair plan.
Wow.
Hair?
All right.
Like pulling? Like, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely the best kiss I've had in a while, so I don't know why he's not calling me back.
Well, tell us a little bit about him. What's his name?
His name is Tim.
Tim, and how'd you meet Tim?
I met him at a friend's work party at a bar.
Okay. Mm. And did you know him beforehand or?
No, she introduced us that night. I noticed him as soon as I walked in, though. He's so my type. Tall, gorgeous dark hair, these like baby blue eyes. His smile was like, oh my gosh, it made my heart melt.
Oh my gosh. Did you tell your friend right away you have to introduce me to him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, she knows my type. We've been friends for forever. And I'd heard her mention him before. So he's like on my radar, but that was the first time I'd ever seen him or met him. And yeah, he's incredibly handsome.
Wow. You're like flustered right now.
Yeah, I can hear it.
I am. It's so pathetic.
Did it show on your face how horny this guy makes you?
No, it wasn't like dirty or anything like that. It was just like, you know, those butterflies, like that feeling of like, my stomach is all like and not.
The horny little butterflies. We all get those horny little butterflies sometimes.
That
won't leave
know.
Us alone. All right, so what happened next after you met this guy?
Well, we talked and hung out that whole party. It was more of in a group setting, though. So as like the work party was wrapping up, he asked if I wanted to go to this other bar down the street and get a drink. So just the two of us went.
Did you bring the horny butterflies with you?
No, I had gotten those a little more under control at that time.
Okay.
But obviously, I mean, he was feeling it too if he asked you to go to another bar with him.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's what I thought.
Okay, then so how did things go at the second bar?
Well, we talked, but he was getting a little more flirtatious, like put his arm around me and like really sweet. I wish it would, just started getting late though, and it was a work night. So around like 11 o'clock, we're like, you know, should probably go. So he called me a cab. Super gentleman.
Yeah. Were you guys pretty wasted by this point?
I'd say like happily tipsy.
Okay. So not super hammered.
Yeah.
No. Like I could still think and form sentences and, you know.
Okay. So he called you a cab and is that when the romantic kiss happened?
Yeah. So he kind of walked me outside and like he kissed me and then he did this adorable like little like spun me out and like brought me back in for like a final kiss, and it was super sweet. And so I, you know, I took it as a sign and was like, hey, we should do this again sometime.
Did he seem almost like too smooth? Like he's done this so many times that he's got like a program.
He's got a move.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the twirl seems like a little almost over the top.
Maybe, I mean, it seemed genuine, like in the moment. Maybe I was a sucker, but he seemed super genuine and just smooth, but not in like a slimy way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was tired. I went home. Didn't even realize that I didn't give him my number. So I was like, well, if he, you know, he'll want it, he'll find it. So I waited a couple of days and nothing. So I got a hold of my coworker and was like, hey, this is weird, but can I give his number? Like, we haven't talked. And she sent it to me. And so I texted and was like, hey, this is Andrea. I had a really great time the other night. Just wanted to make sure you had my number.
Did he respond to that at all?
Yeah. All he said was thanks.
That's it?
Really? Just thanks?
That like, was it.
No, yeah, thanks. I had a good time too. Or thanks, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
No, just thanks.
Ouch.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Why do you think he would be so cold like that after what sounds like a great evening?
I don't know. I mean, I've been trying to figure it out because I don't want to be too clingy or too forward. But
right.
The only thing that I can think that it might be is when we were talking and hanging out at the second bar, I mentioned to him that I still live with my parents, like I still live at home.
Ooh.
And he kind of gave me a little bit of an odd look. So I don't know if, you know, he was just playing it cool that night, but thinks I'm not mature enough for, like, I don't know.
So you think that he might not want to date you because you live at home with your parents?
I guess. I mean, I have a job. I'm responsible. It's not like, you know, I'm living in the basement playing video games all day.
Some guys like that.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with
yeah.
that.
All right.
I can play a mean Mario Kart, but.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hang on.
Climb on board. Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, that music right there would be the sound of horny little butterflies. You know, the ones that get in your stomach as soon as you see somebody that you find attractive. Well, Andrea is on the phone, and she has a bad case of the horny butterflies.
Oh, no.
Because she met a guy named Tim at her friend's work party. They hung out for a little while, even after the work party, and ended the night with a romantic kiss. But now he's not calling her back. She actually was able to text him and say, that was fun, we should do that again. And he just said, thanks. So apparently he's not hearing the same horny butterfly music that she's hearing in her head. But we're about to see if we can get him on the phone and find out why he's not calling her back. Andrea?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I guess.
Are you regretting doing this after being labeled as a horny butterfly girl?
Oh. You know, I guess I'll wait to hear what he has to say until I regret it.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and find out why he's not calling you back. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Tim there?
Yeah, this is Tim. Who's this?
Tim, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Cool. Sorry, how'd you get this number?
Glad we got that out of the way. I got your phone number from somebody who listens to our show. They wanted me to call you.
You're a radio station calling me?
Yes. I am the entire station.
Mm. Music and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this like a prize or something? What's this about?
No, it's actually a segment we do on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. You recently went out with a girl named Andrea. Do you remember her?
Jesus. Yeah.
Okay. Whoa.
That's not, yeah. That's usually not what people like to hear when their name is brought up. Just, but.
Yeah, it's like an awkward situation there, man.
Really? Andrea emailed us and told us a little bit about your date, how she thought you were awesome. But when she texted you asking if you guys could hang out again, all you did was text her back and say thanks.
Yeah, I was trying to, you know, be nice.
All right.
Did she do something to piss you off? She swears the date you guys had was awesome.
It was fine. This is weird to say. The date was fine. I can't date her.
What? You sounded, I mean, the way she described it, you sounded like you were really into her.
Yeah, everything was going fine. I like her. I think she's cute.
So what's the big issue then?
Her dad. I hate her dad.
What?
Whoa.
How do you know her dad?
What?
It's like, it's complicated. But the guy's a slime ball.
Her dad's a slime ball? Did you meet him?
No, not when we were out. I met him like a long time ago, and I don't even really want to explain it to her, to be honest.
Did you know that who her dad was when you took her to the second bar and you guys kissed? And
no, it was only afterwards. I looked her up on like Facebook and saw, you know, what her last name was and who she's related to. And I guess I'll tell you, her dad owns this like car dealership.
Cool.
And a couple of years ago, I bought a car from him, a used car, and the guy totally screwed me over. It was like the worst I've ever been taken advantage of in my life.
Oh,
how
what?
Random is that?
Small
yeah.
world.
I know, man. I know. I was not expecting it. He gave me a car and a horrible interest rate, and it was one of my first times, like, getting a car, you know, on my own. So, like, I didn't know any better, really, but, like, the guy totally took advantage of me, and... And that was, like, a big turning point in my life. Like, no joke. Like, I was like, I don't want to be taken advantage of anymore. Like, I get smarter about this stuff, but I also, like, I want to prevent myself from that type of thing happening again. And I never want to see this guy again.
Okay, so wait. You don't want to... T- talk to her because you think her dad, like, she could be like her dad, or because you are afraid of this going into a relationship and you having to meet her dad?
Well, first of all, she lives with her parents, so I'm guessing if into a relationship, I would run into the guy sooner or later.
Right.
And I don't know if I can control myself around him, to be honest. Like, I'm not going to be able to shake that guy's hand, you know?
But it could be, like, the ultimate form of revenge. I mean...
To be honest, like, that actually went through my head, like, oh, I should just, like, you know, I should sleep with her and then, you know, get back at this guy.
Yeah.
But, like,
I'm not that type of guy.
Oh, okay. Man, you're a way better dude than I am, because if somebody screwed me over on a car, I would do that in a heartbeat. I'd go over there just to have dinner with him and stare him in the face and shake his hand and be like, guess what I just did? And you're positive that that's her dad?
100%, yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Why wouldn't you just tell her that?
Who wants, like, to hear that I can't date you because your dad's a
true.
Like, yeah. I don't need her to feel bad about it. Like, she raised her. I'm guessing she knows. And, like, I don't, like, maybe she doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if you guys were dating for a little while and it was, like, at the point where you had to be around family members, like, I can't be around your dad ever. But this is the first time you're hanging out and you realize her dad is the guy that screwed you over 3 years ago.
Yeah, like, why not cut the cord now and, like, say trouble down the line?
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for telling us why. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate hearing about people getting screwed over and people being lied to, you know?
Yeah, no, it's the worst.
Yeah, that's probably why I should have told you this earlier, but she is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Tim. It's Andrea.
Hey.
You heard that entire thing?
Yeah. I heard everything you said about me and my dad.
I didn't say anything bad about you.
It's a good point.
No, I know, but you've been ignoring me because of something that wasn't even my fault, and that doesn't even sound like my dad.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, it sucks to tell this to a person. Your dad is a bad person. I guarantee you I'm not the first person he's done this to.
Excuse me, my dad is not a bad person. I'm sorry for whatever experience you feel like you had, but my dad is a good guy, and that does not sound like him. I'm sorry
for
whatever happened,
but... I'm sure he's a good guy when he's taking money out of my pocket and then giving it to you for your birthday. Like, I'm sure, like, that makes it easier to be on that side of things, but on my side of things, he's a bad guy.
Look, I'm sure it was just a misunderstanding. My dad is not a bad guy. I can't believe that you haven't let this go. How long?
It was just a couple years ago. It wasn't like when I was 10 years old.
But Tim, I mean, can't you give the guy a benefit of the doubt? Like, do you have proof that he tried to screw you over? Maybe, like, he didn't know there was something wrong with the car you bought.
Come on. This is his business.
Tim, if you signed a contract on the car, that's equally on you. It's your fault for not having checked things more clearly.
Oh, my. Well, the apple certainly hasn't fallen far from the tree. That's literally what they said when I called and complained.
I am so offended right now. I don't even know what to do.
I think you guys should go out again.
Honestly, like, Andrea, I thought you were really cool. I cannot get past the fact that your dad screwed me over. So,
you know, I don't really like how you've treated me during this situation, but I'd be willing to get you together with my dad and see if he can get you a deal and make up for whatever wrong you feel like he did you.
So, Andrea, you're kind of up for a second date if you take Tim to the car dealership and get him a better deal on a car?
Well, I mean, he clearly feels like my dad took advantage of him, and no one should feel that way. And I think my dad would agree. And I bet if he came down to the dealership, then my dad could get him into something newer and nicer. And
yeah, a cardboard box would be newer and nicer than what he sold me.
Oh, my God.
I like how the second date update has turned into a car sale. Tim, would you like to accompany Andrea to her dad's dealership one more time? See if you can get a...
No.
No?
You're crazy. Oh, you're missing out. She's a good salesman.
Yeah,
she's lucky I don't report her father to the Better Business Bureau.
You know what, Tim? I don't want to talk to you anymore. You blew your chance with me, and you blew your chance on a great new car.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe I'll see you the next President's Day weekend sale or something. Right?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
My house. Got a text in at 78592 that says, that guy's crazy. He should have gone on a second date and had the radio station buy him a new car.
Whoa!
Because, you know, after all the second dates, we always offer to pay for their date. I guess technically we would have had to buy him a car. If you don't know what I'm talking about today's second date update. This girl, Andrea, wanted to call a guy named Tim because he wasn't calling her back. And the reason, he got screwed over by her dad on a car purchase. And he realized who her dad was. He's like, I can't date.
No way.
You know what he could have done?
What's that?
He could have called my friends at advocateslaw.com
of course.
And sued that guy for selling him a bad car. If you have any legal issues that you need help with, you can always hit up my friends at advocateslaw.com. They're available 24 hours a day. All you have to do is call 206-512-3555. They've gotten over $100 million for people who need their help. So even if you're curious if you need help, just go in there, get a free consultation. It's that easy. Okay, back to the second date update. Anyway, yeah, he wouldn't go out with her because he got screwed on a car.
I kind of understand it, though. I mean, that feeling of just getting raked over the coals sucks,
absolutely. We're getting lots of texts in at 78592. Somebody said, he needs to let it go. That was a long time ago. But more people are texting in, like, I understand completely.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in at 78592 that said that they bought a car in California once and got screwed over. So now they will never purchase a car in California.
Well, what a stance. I mean, how are they going to live
No car dealership at all. Just the whole state. Of California.
Give me a free car. No, not if it's from Cali.
Nope.
I mean, it's one of the largest states in the entire country, but cool.
It just sucks for her that she's getting screwed over by her dad. Well, her dad's screwing everybody over. He screwed this guy over in a car, screwing her out of dates, and he doesn't even realize it.
Yeah.
Because the guy liked her. He's like, she's great. Everything about her is cool, except her dad is kind of an a-hole and owns a car dealership and screwed me over.
She didn't seem that surprised by the information.
No, she really
She's
didn't.
Like, well, I can get you in there and you can get a better deal. I'm like, I feel like you're part of this family business.
Yeah.
She definitely has a job at the dealership and sells cars, too. Because she did say at the end of it, like, hey, let's just go down to the dealership so you can meet my dad again. And he'll put you into a great new car.
Anyone that uses put you into a great new car. That's someone that's on the inside.
Exactly. All right. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back. Move at 92.3.